It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
The weather is frightening, the thunder and lightning seem to be having their way. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day.
And it's been such a dynamic week for weather with all that rain and even another little tornado in Longview. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's been on the edge of his seat this week because it was looking like we'd get a big windstorm this weekend as well. So we're going to talk about windstormology. What are the ingredients needed to get a major windstorm around here? First, Cliff, what is your crystal ball telling you about the forecast now?
Well, today's going to be a pretty decent day. There's very little precipitation around, so it'll be basically dry, partly cloudy during the afternoon, you know, probably even some sun. So a really nice day today, but that's going to change rapidly as a warm front associated with developing low center off the coast moves northward. And we're going to start raining sometime after dinner, and it'll be raining fairly hard overnight into Saturday as the warm front pushes through. And that can be relatively heavy. The big question is what's going to happen to a low-pressure system that's developing off the California coast right now. Initially, the model suggested that this system was going to really rev up and give us the potential for a major windstorm. It doesn't look like that anymore. The system is kind of splitting up a bit. It's weakening as it comes northward, and it looks like we'll have some blustery winds on Saturday night, but I don't expect a major windstorm. Now, there's one big if here. Turns out we're in the midst of a major National Weather Service forecast failure, and what's happened is many of the weather satellite data have not come in to the Numerical Weather Prediction Center. So that's going to have an unknown effect on the forecast skill. And in fact, the data is not getting to the European Center and the other major countries as well. So there's a breakdown of the satellite feed, and satellite data is very important. What the impacts that will have are unknown right now. But at this point, it looks like we should not see a major windstorm over the western lowlands on Saturday night. Now, there's one place that may get some winds, and that will be the western slopes of the Cascades. We're talking about Enumclaw, Black Diamond, North Bend. A very strong pressure gradient is going to develop over the Cascades, and we expect easterly downslope winds to develop in that region along the slopes of the Cascades. So people there should be looking for winds gusting to 40 to 50 miles per hour, perhaps, and that's going to be tomorrow.
So folks will need to batten down the hatches there, but for most of the region, not a big deal with wind, and it's pretty calm through the beginning of the week?
So we get through the Saturday night. Sunday looks like it will be showery. But next week, we're going to have a fairly deep trough over the eastern Pacific, and there'll be a series of systems coming through. Some may be strong. I don't have a lot of confidence in the forecast at this point, other than saying that next week will undoubtedly be wetter than normal. We'll have storms coming through. There'll be periods of wind. Definitely not going to be like it was in early October. We transitioned to a much wetter, windier pattern, and you know we're going to end up, not only for the month, but probably into early November, being much wetter than normal.
Now, how could you know a full week in advance that there's the threat of a big, major windstorm for the region? What are the ingredients that go into that?
Well, meteorologists like myself look at multiple models. We have about six or seven major models. The U.S. GFS is one of them, European Center model, the U.K. Met Office. We look at these models, and they give us solutions about 15 days out ahead. But once you get to within 7-8 days, there starts to be some skill, and particularly if the models are on the same page. And so starting about 6-7 days out, most of the models were showing solutions with fairly strong low centers that sweep up the coast north of us. And that is the ingredient for strong winds here. To get a major windstorm like the Inauguration Day storm or the Hanukkah Eve storm or the famous Columbus Day storm, you need an intense low center with fairly deep pressure in the middle of it. And in terms of pressure, this is something like 980 or 970, or if you really want a strong one, 960 hectopascals or millibars. That's the units for the central pressure. You want a very intense low pressure center that moves up the coast and crosses the Olympic Peninsula, especially the northwest side of Olympic Peninsula, north of us. That is the track that gives us the strong windstorms here in the Seattle and the western Washington area. And it's best to have a system that's very coherent, that's a really distinct low center, and it's also good to have one that's amplifying as it comes into us. This system that's coming on Saturday night doesn't do what it needs to do. It's kind of broken up into portions. It's not really concentrated. It's not that deep, and it's actually dying as it moves through. So we will see a large amount of pressure difference, which will cause some winds on Saturday night, but I don't expect a major windstorm.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. We talk every week about the weather, and you can subscribe to podcasts of our conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.